stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, February 24th.
Now it's Friday, fun day.
Yes.
Yay.
We're back with you live, as always.
Yeah.
To entertain you, help you get up in the morning, and whatever else you're doing.
I would make a comment there, but
yes.
I won't.
What is that?
I was going to be dirty, and then I decided, oh, well, whatever.
That dirty, huh?
Yeah.
Not ready for it yet this morning?
I'm
to
still
be dirty?
Brain dead. I think my brain is still back at that light that took forever for me to get here. I think so. I'm like, oh, what? Yeah.
Was the traffic bad this morning?
You know, it wasn't as bad. It was just that stupid light at the corner is like, I remember before when I was like almost, it was really late, that it takes forever at that light.
Yes.
I don't know why it's the longest
and
light.
And they changed it. It used to be different.
Really?
But now you have to wait like 3-5 minutes on that fucking thing.
I couldn't fucking believe it. I'm sitting there and I'm like, are you joking? And I literally was thinking, should I pull in the Ralph's parking lot and do a U-E and come out that way and be an asshole? Because I was actually going to do it. Yeah. And then there was this big van and I'm like, God damn it. If I go on. Then I was like looking at the curb like, maybe I'll get up on the curb. Then I'm like, if I pop a damn tire, I will be so pissed at myself. So I was like, no, I won't do that.
Yeah, I'm no, just, you wait. Just wait. I know. It's so hard for me to wait for anything. And I always do that. You
yeah.
know? I like, we'll jump out of my lane, try to take a shortcut or something or detour. And you end up getting there later than just waited.
Exactly. I know. Patience is a virtue that I don't have.
I know. I don't either, man. Especially on the roads.
Yeah. God.
Who's got patience for these drivers, you know?
Honestly, they drive like freaking idiots. It's like, Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
God.
Well, what are we going to do? You know, that's one of the problems in L.A. is the traffic.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. So anyway. did you get to go to Angie's thing last night?
You know, I didn't get to go, and I feel really bad because I really wanted to go. I had a birthday. Well, actually, let's start with the events. I went to so many events yesterday. I came out with like tables and tables full of bags.
Really?
Oh my God, my arm was like breaking off. I'm like, I needed a workout. This is my workout. Like, you know, it was awesome. I got a lot of really cool stuff.
So you went to like Oscar parties and things like that, or pre-Oscar.
Pre-Oscar. There are the gifting suites.
Right.
Got some, you know, cool girly stuff, some cool clothes and makeup and facial products and a pair of shoes and a sleep mask and a lot of jewelry. Just a lot of really cool stuff. I got chocolate wine, which was really cool.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm not drinking right now, but I tasted a sip of it. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. So when I start drinking again, like, I'll have this.
Chocolate wine.
It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it was organic.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, a lot of really cool different wines and stuff. A lot of art. I was really excited. There's a lot of art this year.
Really?
So I got some really cool pieces that I'm really stoked about. Yeah. Actually, one of the ladies I'm going to invite to come on the show, she has this big, she's incredible. Obama owns a bunch of her pieces. And her story, her story is amazing. She wrote to Obama and told him a story of this rare disease that she has. And I guess like his family or something has it too. And the money from these marble statues, she carves out of marble.
Uh-huh.
It's incredible.
Wow.
And it goes to like this charity. And so Obama owns a bunch of the pieces. And it's a really cool, heartbreaking story.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. And she's local here. And her art is amazing, but it's just the story of how she got to Obama and like the relationship with that is really awesome.
Wow.
So yeah, so I'll bring her in eventually.
Yeah, invite her in.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. I think you'd like the story too.
Yeah.
So I was blown away. I'm like, wow. Of course, I forget her name right now as I'm talking about it, but whatever. But anyway, so that was cool. And
so you went to a few of those?
Yeah, I went to a few of those.
Mm-hmm. How do you get invited? I mean, you know.
Well, they only invite you if you're on like show TV shows and such. So, because I had my own show for a while on
Direct
TV.
So you're on their list and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So.
And they never take you off once you're on the list?
Well, sometimes not. It just depends. If you're still in the radar. I mean, they look you up, and if you're not out in the press or anything, then they're not going to invite you back.
Right.
Because the whole point of going in is so that you wear their stuff, talk about it, get seen wearing it in photos.
Right, promote it and stuff. Right.
So, like what I'm wearing now is Affliction. Of course, I used to model for them, but I wear like Affliction clothing all the time. I get shot in it, you know. It's just, that's why they give me more stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did a lot of interviews yesterday, so it was cool. And then got a lot of like gluten-free brownies. I was excited. Oh, this one thing is so awesome. I wish I invented it. So, you know, when you go to the gym and you have a towel and then you've got your keys and your cell phone and like, you know, a bunch of crap.
Right.
And you're like, where the hell am I going to put it? And you don't have pockets in your workout clothes,
that's
you know?
True.
So
true.
They invented this towel that's got a zipper in it.
Uh-huh.
And you put all your stuff on it. So and it's antibacterial. So when you drape it over like your, you know, your machine or whatever, it doesn't pick up any of the germs.
Really?
From anyone else? Yeah, it's really cool. And it lasts like 75 washes. I'm like, this is freaking genius.
Yeah.
You know, so I got one of those and I was excited. I got a lot of cool stuff.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
You meet a lot of people too?
I did. I ran into a lot of people and I met a lot of other people and I had a blast. And then I went to a friend's birthday. Her birthday was at Chin Chin, which I love Chin Chin. And it was just, it was fun.
Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such the good food. Amazing food.
Yeah, they do have good food.
Yeah. So I'm there and, you know, we get our meal and everything. We have a blast. And at the very end, we go to pay for it. And I'm like, where the fuck is my credit card?
Wow.
Gone. Where the fuck is my ID? Gone.
From your purse?
Yeah. I didn't know. I was like freaking out. Oh, my God. Where is it? And then I remembered, oh, 3 days ago. It's been gone for 3 days. I've been driving around. I've been everywhere. Like, it's like weird. I'm like, I'm not drinking, so I don't need my ID, you know?
Right.
I haven't thought about it. But I'm like, oh, damn. Good thing I didn't get pulled over, you know? I would have gotten a ticket for that because I've gotten a ticket before. It sucks. Sucks. It's like $50 to not have your license on you.
Really? Whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm like, oh, my God. And so I realized I went biking the other day and kayaking, and I stuck it in the ID in my backpack for when I go, like, doing stuff like that, like my sports backpack. And I'm like, shit. It's all the way at home.
Yeah.
And it was like Oscar traffic last night. Insane. I'm like, all right, someone's just got to cover me and like, I'll just pay it back or whatever. But at least I knew where it was, but I was having a complete freak out.
I'm sure. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how does it get out of your purse, you know?
And, yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of scary. Do you have them all in a wallet or something?
Yeah, I know. Now I brought it back in. Well, no, I took it out of my wallet because when I have a small backpack that's got like, you know, the water cooler thing in
it
for when I go like biking, hiking or kayaking or I'm in the water. It's a small backpack. So it's like just what you need. So I stuck it in one of the zippers in there because I go running every morning and I take that with me. Usually,
I
forgot.
Yeah.
How
embarrassing it is, huh? To be stuck without money.
I know. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
So that's what that happened. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it happened.
So what hotels did you go to? I mean, was it all in one place?
No, they're all different. L'Hermitage had two different suites there. Mm-hmm. And then there was a suite at the Hollywood and Highland Rolling Stone that I went to. There's a couple other ones that are sporadic wherever. And then there's, there's like three on Saturday. But it was really funny, actually. There was this guy. I like caught him in like two lies. which was really funny. He's like, this is the official Oscar party. And I'm like, there is no official Oscar party, like Oscar, you know, gift suite. And he goes, no, it's the official one. I go, no, it's actually not. And I had the Wow Brothers here the other day who sat here and told us all about why, because of tax. Remember the whole tax thing where they got in trouble from the Oscars because people were being gifted, you know, like $50,000 or $100,000 bags.
Right, paying taxes for it. Right.
So everyone got in trouble. And the Wow Brothers were here the other day, remember, the Wow Twins, and they sat here and told you about it.
Right.
And that's why there is no official Oscar gift suite anymore. That's why they make money and everyone else makes money and doing it. That's where all the other suites blew up from it.
Right.
And he's sitting here, no, it's the official one. And I'm like, you're so full of shit. He's like, there's three now. And I looked at him and I'm like, are you really going to lie to me like that right now?
Really?
Because I know that you're full of shit. So like, I don't know why. What's the freaking point, dude? Just be like, oh, whatever. And just
trying to impress.
Yeah. Like,
you know, that comes from a low self-confidence. You know, when someone has to prove to somebody else that they're special or they're better than everybody else, you know.
And I get that. But it's like, dude, really? I know you're fucking lying to me. So just be like, my bad. You know, like I'm going to think it's cool. I think it's cooler if you're like, my bad, and you suck it up and just shut the fuck up,
right,
rather than carry it on when I know you're a lying sack of shit. Because now I'm looking at you like, well, you're just the biggest piece of lying sack of shit. And now, honestly, right, I don't want to go to some of his stuff anymore,
right,
because I really think like shady, you know, and it really, and he lied about something else too, which I'm not going to get into because that was more personal. And about someone I personally knew, and I'm like, I know them personally, so I know you're lying now because I spoke to them yesterday, and I'm like, okay, you're a fucking idiot. You know, like, it really made me mad.
Yeah,
and
then, was he like the organizer of the
thing?
Yeah,
and then I'm looking around, and here's another funny thing. If you're the official Oscar, if there is an official Oscar, which there's not, but if you were, there would be $50,000 worth of things, at least, if not to 100. You know, there would be Rolex watches. There would be major companies. I looked around, and there were like only 15 companies there, and they were like a rollerblading company and like a t-shirt company that's was cool messages, but like not anything special.
Yeah.
And like a dog food company and a face company that I actually like and I work with a lot. I was surprised they were there. And everything else was like shit.
Really?
I'm talking shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, really? This is the so you think nominees coming through here are going to want, you know, this shit? No, they're not.
They expect expensive stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, the WOW suite was amazing. The WOW Oscar suite was fucking phenomenal. There were like 40 vendors in there, and it was amazing.
Mm.
Okay, that I could see maybe. This one, I was like, mm-hmm, right. I walked out with like literally three or four things. That's it. I'm looking at my friend Curtis, who's with me, and we're like, really? Meanwhile, he saw like the thousands of bags that I had from the WOW Brothers and from the other one. He like his whole car was full. This one, I have one bag with like three things. I'm like, this is so lame. And I'm looking, I'm like, yeah, the official Oscar one. Because if I'm, and he's like, and I'm looking around, there's all kids there. I'm like, there's no Oscar people that came through here.
Right.
No fucking way. They would laugh like a joke. It would be a joke to them. Nothing is, they would want nothing in there at all. Like, it was just crap. So I got even madder after that. I'm like, God, I really hate liars.
Yeah.
It's my biggest thing. I hate freaking liars.
Yeah.
It bothers me. Mm. Yeah. Liars and people who don't call me back. Yeah, it's really, really hard.
It still lets it bother you.
Yeah, well, it's not even. I'm over it now. I'm actually over it. Now I'm just pissed off because now I'm just like, well, you're an idiot because we could have worked together, and now I can't work with you anymore because you're a fucking asshole.
Right.
So now I'm over it, and now I'm pissed. So it's better, right?
Okay, good, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm getting better.
I don't know you're over it, though. If he came around, you'd go right into his arms, I'm sure.
No.
No?
No way.
Really?
No way.
So it's the point of no return.
It's the point of like, I just feel like this industry is so small and people know each other. And I don't know, like I just feel like everyone who comes in my life comes in for a reason. I don't mean they don't shouldn't be shut out. Like they should still be friends or whatever, work together. And I just think not talking to someone for I have no idea why is weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fine, if you don't think I'm deserving of your life, then fuck you. You're a piece of shit, honestly. And fine. But I also am like, well, that sucks because now we can't work together on things that I would normally... Like,
that's true, you know. And that's why you don't want to mix business and pleasure.
But see, I normally don't...
Right.
Like, I'm cool like that. But now I'm pissed, you know? And it's like, it's just weird. I mean, I would be professional no matter what if I got... You know, sucked into doing something, I would be like, whatever, I have to do this.
Right.
And I do it at my job and I will leave. But I just find that odd.
Yeah.
You know, like, why would you do that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't get, it's like not deserving. Like,
yeah. You got to set certain standards for your friends. You know, I mean, people can't just push you around and treat you like shit.
Yeah, I know.
It's just not worth it, you know, and people are, you know, they get selfish, you know, they don't really think. And that's what happens. But, business and pleasure, you know, that's why it happens, because then you lose a friend and you lose a business partner.
That's what it is. I think I'm more hurt because it's like, really? You don't think I'm that fucking deserving of at least a friendship or maybe not even friends, but like at least like to be cool with so that we can like do things, work together possibly again or whatever. That's what like trips me out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. Wow, so you think I'm that low or I'm the piece of shit? You're the piece of shit.
Yeah.
They can't even suck it up to be like over it. I don't know.
Well,
I get along with everyone.
Yeah, who
usually
knows?
That's why I'm like pissed.
Yeah. You know, I mean, people do what's best for them. And sometimes you don't know because people can't be honest with you because they can't be honest with themselves.
You know, I guess that's
Know, and like you said, they're not deserving of your friendship, of your time.
Yeah.
Of your, you know, being irritated and stuff. Just
it's
let it go,
it's
man.
It's energy that shouldn't be used.
I agree. Just let it go, man.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
So, any big plans for the weekend? More Oscar stuff for you?
Yeah, there's a lot of things. There was a QVC party that I really wanted to go to, and I went last year and it was a blast. And I wasn't feeling so good last year, so I only went for a little bit. But I wanted to go this year, and I was all excited because it was last night. And I decided that friends are more important than an event. So I went to my friend's birthday thing instead.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah, I just, you know, I've been a teacher for so long, and it's like I really cherish the good friends in my life.
Right.
Hence, like this shit that I
go
through.
You want to build that. You want to maintain it.
And there was really good friends that were there last night, and I really truly love them all, and I'm so glad they're in my lives. And some of them have just come into my life, and some have been around for a while, and I just had a really good time. There were like 15 of us, I think, for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So it was cool. Yeah, so there's a couple other events this weekend, and I'm just going to play it by ear because, honestly, I'm on my workout binge, and that's all I really care about. I am doing an event tomorrow. It's a gifting suite that I'm sort of involved in. I have some clients that are in there, and so I will be there helping out throughout the day and making sure that everything is running smooth. But
cool.
So that's tomorrow. I think tomorrow night I might just chill. Sunday is the Oscars, so I'm going to the Night of 100 Stars, one of the parties for it, a viewing party that's really huge, and there's literally like 200 stars that show up. And
oh, really?
So I'm going to that. It's a dinner and really awesome thing.
You sure inserted yourself well into Hollywood.
Thank you. Yeah, you know. Doing that, and I think I'm doing TV Guide things.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow. So what are you going to do for TV Guide?
It's just a party. It's just an event that
you go.
Oh,
I see.
And,
okay.
So we'll see. I think, I'm not sure what other else there is, but I'm wondering if there's a Showtime party, because I can get into that, obviously, because I was on Californication. So
yeah, that's true.
I got to figure that out. I haven't even looked at anything, because I've not really cared, honestly. Yeah. I just haven't cared. And I've been so busy with everything else that I'm doing. So, which, again, let's mention, because today's the last day. CrowdRise. So I raised, $1,000.
Yeah, how much have you raised already?
Well, you know, I'm looking at it, and it's like 900, because someone donated on my page, and they donated it for a different charity by accident.
Really?
So it really sucks. So I don't get the credit. They're going to give back to me, and now they can't. So it's only $967 I've raised. I need $1,000 by today, but I really need to make $1,250 so they can race for free. So I'm really only like, you know, $250 short,
right.
I guess.
Okay, people, go there and donate. You know,
maybe
it's for a good cause and you're gonna run. And
yeah, it's a 5K. It's for children's rights. Abused kids here locally in LA. I guess I've looked on their page and they've raised they've helped over 100,000 kids.
Really?
Get in foster care and get help from being abused and get adopted. So it's really cool, and they're all in LA, mostly LA area. They're all across the US. They help, but they focus a lot in LA because they're based here.
Right. So how did you
really
become affiliated with him?
Actually, a friend of a friend, and he's a new friend that I've only met this past week, but honestly, he's such a good person, and he was our last night at dinner. He's awesome. He's involved with this. Actually, we're going to probably bring him in closer to the race to come talk about the charity, because it's a really cool charity.
Okay.
I think that'd be cool. And maybe like one of the foster kids might be fun.
Yeah,
it'd be cool. But yeah, I he told me about this whole thing, and this was like Sunday night, Monday, and I was like, I want to do it. I want to be a part of it. How can I do it? And he's like, you got to raise $1,000 by Friday if you want to do it. And I'm like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And he's like, there's no way. And so he's like, I can't believe you've almost done it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've done it, and it's for the kids. And if you can go and donate, you go to crowdrise.com/Brigetta, and it's CrowdRise.com/Brigetta. Crowdrise.com/Brigetta, and you click donate, and you can. It's all private, it's all secure, and you actually get a tax write-off. They email you right away with a receipt. So,
good. Yeah. Everybody go in, and if you don't get to $1,000, you can just put in the extra.
Gee, thanks. So I'm gonna,
You don't have a choice. What are you gonna do?
I guess so.
Yeah, but somebody go there and put in $60. Come on.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Yeah.
But also, too, I'm still casting for this show. So if any single guys out there between 25 and 40 that live in L.A., you have to live in the L.A. area, or, like, be willing to come to L.A. and, don't fly here. It's not worth it.
Not worth it, huh?
It has to be like around the surrounding LA surrounding areas who have issues dating, because it's really hard to date in this town, who have issues dating, and they would like a wingwoman to help them. And basically it's a non-airing pilot, and you go on several dates and you have a wingwoman by your side showing you how to, you know, to really
That's an amazing thing.
Yeah,
I mean, cool. Yeah, just to participate in it. You don't even have to win it or anything.
Yeah,
you know?
You get paid too. It pays really well. And it shoots for shoots here in LA, like mid or end of March. They'll work around your schedule.
Right.
Most because most people work and they
understand
it.
So how
it.
Are you involved in it?
I am. I'm scouting for the casting.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay,
I'm helping
cool.
with that. So I've sent a lot of guys in for it that I know, but I really want to find some good, you know, awesome dudes. I just have issues, you know, getting chicks, getting dates in LA. Good dates, because it's hard here. So if anyone would like to be involved.
And where do you get the chicks as a wingman?
Where do you what?
Where do you get the girls?
It's going to be part of the show. We actually have, I guess they have the girls that are wingmen or wingwomen.
Right.
And they're going to be your wingwoman for the show. And you're going to go on dates and they're going to, I guess, I don't know if you're going to have an earpiece or what. They're going to tell you how to pick up chicks.
Whoa.
So it'll be fun. I think it'll be cool.
Yeah.
Like, fun show. You get paid for it. It doesn't air, so you don't have to worry about anyone seeing it. It's just to try and sell the show for the network.
Right.
But please message me and send me your photos, or I'll give you where to do it. But you can find me on Twitter at RealBrigetta, or you can email Brigetta@Brigetta.com. And yeah, that would be awesome.
I'm looking for it.
They're bringing in people all next week for interviews.
And what do they care? I mean, they get to date, you know?
Yeah.
Shit, I would do it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
but I'm not single and I'm not 40.
Yeah. Got to be 25 to 35 is what we're really looking for, but we'll stretch it a little bit to 40. You know?
Yeah, exactly. You want to get the dating age when people still look good.
Yeah, yeah.
Still look young.
Well, they want it to be like, I don't know what network it's for. I'm not really sure. I didn't ask that. But I think it's like a more younger, you know, hip thing. So that's why. So, one of the things I'm doing.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, dating sucks in this town.
Really?
Sure, yeah.
Why is that?
It's just so hard.
Why are you saying that?
It's just so hard to meet, like, good guys. And guys, I'm sure, it's hard to meet good girls. It's just like, you know, you go out to a bar, you can't meet someone there. I mean, you can maybe a bar, not at a club. No way. But a bar, maybe, if you're, like, chill talk, you know, it's got to be, like, a low-key, like, sports bar or something like that. But
now, why wouldn't it work in a club?
Too loud. And,
really?
You know, honestly, I'm going there. I'm going with friends to dance. And I'm not really going to scout or scheme the crowd. I'm just not. And maybe I'll meet someone there. But I'm also thinking, like, party guy. I don't want a party guy. I don't want a guy. Yeah, yeah, I don't. I don't want a guy that goes to clubs. I don't. It's just, it weirds me out, especially.
Yeah.
And I'm also, like, I like guys who are a little bit older, like around 40. So I just, cause they have shit together. That's why I think it's more appealing. They know what they want. I find it sexy and attractive having someone a little bit older, you know, more wiser, protective. I like the protective thing behind, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, if you're in a club and you're 40, I wonder. I just like think you're in the party mode still, and I'm not into that.
Don't like that, huh?
No, I mean, I party, cool, like have fun, and let's like, I'm all about house parties, that's awesome, and going to like a local bar and chilling with friends.
Yeah.
But just going out to like meet chicks at 40 in a club is kind of like so cliche, and so like, I don't
is
know.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's Hollywood cliche. I just think it's just, I always just remember when I was younger, like 21, 22, I'm like, God damn, if I am that old in a club, please shoot me, you know? And I used to be disgusted by all these like older men that were around like 35, 40 in the clubs.
Yeah.
Now I'm 33 and I'm like, oh, well, I know.
You gotta raise the age.
Yeah, I just find it creepy. It is a little creepy in the club. Like, why are you, maybe if you're going with some guys or out of town and they're here from out of town, then I get it. But which is rare, but like, you know.
But why is it creepy? What if he's newly single or something? You know, it doesn't mean anything.
I don't want to be at a club. I just don't. I think party guy.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, like I said, you know, maybe he's just going there to really meet somebody.
Right.
And he's maybe not a club type of a guy, but he's just going with friends in order to pick up somebody, you know. But the thing is that, you know, maybe he's not
douchey.
A partier, you know.
And maybe your friends are douchey. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's just a thing. Like, I really won't.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe it'll happen. Like, Vegas, I could see it because people go of all ages there for all the time. Right. It's Vegas. But here, no. I would be like, why are you in the club?
Yeah.
You know, I actually would be like, it's weird.
Really?
Yeah, I would. But if you're like,
so what is the age limit for a man to be in a club, as far as you're concerned? What, 35, 30?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'd rather be, because I don't know. I like down to earth guys too. Right. I'm not in, I don't want a guy who's in this stupid scene who's like stuck up, blah, blah, blah. It's right. just not, I'm just, oh, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know, I've done that when I was like 21, 22, whatever.
That's true. And there's so many different ways to pick up people these days. You know, yeah. it's not like, you know, only clubs and bars.
Yeah.
You know, you got the online dating and, you know,
I won't do
you
the
got
online
Starbucks.
Dating. Yeah. But like, yeah, exactly. You got Starbucks. You got places like that. Like yesterday, I was walking into the gift suite. I was on Beverly Hills. I was walking in with my girlfriend. And there was this gorgeous guy dressed up, you know, nice. It was Beverly Hills area. So he's probably like one of the agent or something like that. Who knows? Lawyer, whatever. Walking past and like he was kept looking at me and I'm like, say something, say something.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. He didn't. And I looked at Mary, my girlfriend Mary, and I was like, really? This is what I'm talking about. You know, and like, I know he kept like giving the like, and I was just like, whatever, I don't care. But I mean, I'm just saying like things like that, like just say, I mean, it's in passing. You could, I don't know what you would say.
Yeah, but maybe he couldn't say anything. Maybe he's attached, you know, I mean, you don't know.
Doubt it from the way he was.
Why?
Yeah, I'm usually good. I have good radar.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
So you expect guys to talk to you if you look at them.
Well, it's kind of this like eye game that you play back. You just kind of know.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. And then there's sometimes that you just don't. Like, you're sitting down in a restaurant and people keep eyeing you and you're like, I'm not looking at them on purpose because I don't want them to talk to me at all or I'm not in the mood.
Right.
But there are times where I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, why do you oppose the online dating thing? What's wrong with that?
Well, I can't do it because being in the industry, it's just, it's not good. I mean, I have enough stalkers. I don't need any more freaking stalkers.
I see. But how would they know where to stalk you? You know, I mean, the thing is that...
Well, the fact that I'm on TV, I'm on an online dating thing, probably doesn't, it's just kind of weird.
Really?
I just won't do it. Yeah. No, I won't.
Plus, you don't need to do it because you get, you know, I mean, you meet a lot of people and stuff. You don't really need the online dating thing. Except that, you know, you get to choose. You get to select what you want.
I guess. I just don't think I can do it. I can't. No, I can't do it. Nope. Not happening.
Okay.
I need to, like, meet people. I also sense energies and stuff, and I'm just like, I need it. I guess you could do it online, too, but I won't. I won't do it because...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, look, you're out there, you know, you're meeting people all the time, and the online dating is more for people that don't go out, you know, that are more, like, have a quieter lifestyle, you know, maybe they don't have time, and, you know. I mean, I wouldn't go to a bar to pick up a chick.
No.
No, that's not the place I want to meet somebody.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want anyone on the prowl either.
Because, you know, sometimes they're like drunk and stuff, and that turns me off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want anyone on the prowl either. Like, I'd rather just it happen. Like, you bump into someone naturally, and that's how it is. I just don't like the online dating thing because I also don't know how you're going to be. Honestly, like, I need someone to handle themselves when I go to events and things like that. Like, I'm really weird. And I need to meet someone first. That's how I am. I just can't do it.
And you need your own space too, from what you're saying.
In
other words, when you go to events and stuff, he needs to be able to be understanding.
Yeah. You can't like freak out. Oh my God, there's a celebrity. Oh my God. Or I'm like, get the fuck away from me. You know, like I actually have a friend that does that and it bothers the shit. I actually will never bring him anywhere. I won't do it because I'm not going to be embarrassed because I know that's cool to you that you're like not from here and you get to see that. But like, you can't act like an idiot and you can't go up and ask people for photos. Like, I'm sorry, but that makes me look bad and I'm not going to have a part of it. We used to get in huge fights about it. A friend, not like anything more than that, just a friend, but it bothers me. But yeah, so you have to be able to handle yourself around people. Mm-hmm. And, I need when I'm doing like the carpet and stuff, you need to let me do it. Right. When I'm doing interviews, you know, you need to let me do it. If I want you in the photos, if I can, I'll get you in. I will. You know, if I know you and you're like, and I really like you, then yeah. But if like we just met or whatever, say the fuck. Hold my purse. Be my purse hanger.
Wow.
But I also, you have to be like, you know, when I go to events, I'm actually going to network. I want someone there by my side so I can talk to them the whole time and, you know, have like a partner in crime. But I also am there to network and you got to be cool with me talking to whoever I want to talk to.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And some people can't handle it. You know, that's why you have a lot of problems in entertainment industry, marriages and relationships and stuff, because people can't handle that.
It's a lot of travel too, I think, with, you know, when you are make it that big. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's got to be hard, I would think, you know?
Yeah. You know, so you really got to choose and pick your friends.
Right.
And, you know, and your mate.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be able to, just like the, you know, the women in the porn industry and stuff, you know, it's like they have to date the guys in porn because otherwise people get too jealous and things like that.
Yeah.
You know? Besides the fact, I don't know why anybody would want to hook up with a porn star, but that's besides the point, you know?
Don't. I mean, I guess if you look at it, it's a job, But then again, it's like, I don't know, what is sex when you come back home?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't mean as much to
you. Not only that, but, you know, the thing is, if you're with someone who's what they call a civilian, who's not in the industry, then they're going to feel left out, and they're going to be jealous because they don't have the same state of mind that porn actors do.
Right.
For them, it's just sex. It's no big deal.
Right.
It's work. But not for ordinary people.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
I guess because they can detach easily. I mean, I mean, you all have your one-night stands. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
You all go through that. But, yeah, I think now it's like I don't, I definitely am not into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different stage in your life, right?
Yeah, now. I am. I am. Yeah. And I'm proud to say that. Because it's taking me years to say that.
So you've worked hard on it.
Yeah.
On getting there.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm just older now, and I'm looking for, like, just a stable, cool, awesome. I mean, I'd rather, I want to, like, settle down. I'm sick of, like, the dating scene. I fucking hate it. I really do. Yeah.
How long have you been dating since your last relationship?
My last relationship, like, long relationship? That's confusing.
A meaningful one. One where you weren't dating other people. Yeah.
A meaningful one? I don't know, because whenever I'm even dating someone, I could be dating other people. I have like the freedom to do it. I don't. Mm. I'm just, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, if you decide to be exclusive with someone, then you're exclusive. You know.
I just don't. I'm just over it. Like the whole,
Yeah.
Like dating around Shmuel. I'm growing up.
I'm telling you, it's funny how people always want what the other people have. You know.
Yeah.
So, so, I mean, I can understand that, you know, but, just don't pressure yourself, you know, just let it happen.
Yeah.
And whenever it happens, you know.
Exactly.
Because when you set out to look for something, then you end up settling for things that you shouldn't. And,
oh, we know that.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
Yeah. And you also project that you're desperate and you want somebody, and people don't like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm over. I'm actually, like, not really. I'm into myself right now. I'm being a selfish bitch. Ha, ha.
Why not? Yeah, you have the opportunity to do it. Why not?
Exactly. I'm all about my friends right now and having a blast with them and focusing on myself. And I have so many projects I'm doing right now. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even last night when I was working while I was at the dinner, I was, like, online working.
Really?
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Well, you're a hard worker. What can I say?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Have you seen the prices of gas lately?
What the hell is with that? I heard it's going up to $5 soon. That's really scary.
Already it's like $4.79.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Because the other day I went to put in like $20 and I think I got like 3 or 4 gallons out of it.
Gallons.
I'm like, what the hell is this? What the fuck? Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Prices are going up because of different things. You know, I mean, there's pressure.
Because
aren't
we going to war or something?
Yeah. There's tension with Iran and, you know, you don't know what's going to happen with their gas and their oil and all that stuff. So. It's like the oil industry doesn't need too much to raise prices, you know? It's just like a knee-jerk reaction, you know? Whatever little thing happens, bam, the prices go up.
I need to invest in oil.
Yeah. But you know what? The thing is this. We sit here and we complain, but we have the cheapest gas in the world. Did
Do
you
we?
Know that? Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I mean, you go to Europe, it's twice as much.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
But,
well, their money is worth different, too. Like, everything's more.
Yeah, but you know? I mean, yeah, it's all relative, yeah.
Like
but
this bottle of water would be, you know, $2 here, and in Europe it's $4.
Maybe.
But it's about like
maybe
$3.80.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
I've been to Europe a million times.
Yeah, well, I have too, but I haven't. I mean,
it's almost double.
It's pretty expensive, but I'm telling you that gas is really expensive.
Like even more? Like,
yeah.
Like more than double?
More than double.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so weird. We have our own oil, too. We have oil right here in L.A. We have those oil diggers that you see when you go to the airport. What the hell is that? Why can't
No, this country has a lot of reserves. It's just, I guess, we choose not to go into them.
It's just weird.
But, yeah, I mean, to be dependent on energy from a country like Iran is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they're unstable. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They hate us. You know, so.
Yeah.
But hits us at the pumps. You
and
know?
It's the religious thing. Is that what's going on too? Like something with like, I don't remember really. I don't really follow the news. You know, I hate listening. But isn't it like Iran and who else?
The problem with Iran is that they're developing a nuclear program.
Right.
And they insist it's peaceful, and everybody else insists that it's not, that they're trying to build a bomb. So now this
what is peaceful about building a fucking bomb?
Well, no, because they said that it's peaceful because they're using it only for electricity and things like that, not for nuclear warheads. That's what they're saying. But everybody knows it's different.
I have a question. Yeah. This is actually really interesting. I want to ask a scientist this now because I just thought of this. So let's say, you know, remember I was telling you about how the solar, what the hell is it? Oh my God, solar flares.
Right.
Okay, how the sun's like farting solar flares basically. So they're talking about how the planets are all lining up, you know, on 12/21/12. And the last time they lined up, there were solar flares. You know, it's all been in the news. There's been a lot of flares, you know, recently. So they're saying what would happen is, you know, the flares would knock out our electricity grid. Now, I'm wondering, if we were to have, let's say it knocks out our electricity grid and that happens. If we were to have something nuclear and make electricity out of nuclear, but obviously it would have to be underground, not above ground, or it would nuclear explode probably when the solar flares hit. If we were to, like, use that as a reserve, I mean, can you do that? I'm wondering. Like, I didn't know you could use electricity from nuclear activity.
Yeah, that's what they're for. When it's peaceful, then that's what they're for. And some countries have developed bombs.
See, I didn't know this.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, all the nuclear plants you see, those are for peaceful reasons.
Okay.
For peaceful purposes.
So could you, I guess, my question is like, could you use it as reserve? Like, these flares, I mean, they're talking about it. It's a big thing. They've been in the news a lot recently.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it. And I read the paper all the time. But maybe you're right, because maybe I just haven't paid attention to that.
Yeah, they've been in a lot. You know, the sun's been going through its cycle for a while. I want to say it's like 14 years or something like that. Don't quote me on the exact time, but it's around there. And I think we're in year like 8 or something. And it's still got, you know, maybe it's 12 years, whatever. We have like whatever many years left. But they're saying like the worst isn't hit yet. And we've been very close where the flares have almost come here.
Right.
And, you know, and it would literally knock out our electrical grid is what would happen. We would have no electricity for a year. It would take a year to repair it.
Yeah.
Is what they're saying. Now, if it takes a year to repair electricity, we're not going to have cars. We're not going to have anything.
No, it's going to be the Stone Age again. But
exactly.
I don't think that's going to happen. I mean,
the thing is the reserve. Can you use nuclear as the reserve?
Look, the thing is it's not going to happen. I wouldn't even worry about it because the world has existed for billions of years, and this shit never happened. Why would it happen now?
Because it's been... it has happened before. Yes, it has happened.
What?
The solar flares.
When there's no electricity?
But we didn't have electricity then.
We weren't around then.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's every however many hundreds of years it happens. And the last time that it happened, it was, you know, really bad. So, I mean, well...
When was that? When did it last happen?
I can't remember. Let's Google it. I'm serious.
Okay.
And I know it was a big issue.
It's like I don't even give it any thought. It's so
Well, there
ludicrous,
were no electricity,
you know?
And there weren't as many, you know, it was different then.
Yeah.
So now it would knock our electricity grid out. It'd be Stone Age, but it would also be riots everywhere because people in the inner cities would freak the fuck out because they don't know how to get food. They don't know how to farm. They don't know what they would do. They don't know how to survive.
Well, yeah, you'd
so
have
it
looting
would be disaster.
And
it would
crime,
be,
of course.
It would be like literally the end of like everything.
Right.
The survivors would be the ones that have guns and ammo.
Yeah.
You know, like fighting for and the
no,
farmers.
That's true. That's true. But you know what? You can rest assured you'll wake up on January 1st next year and you'll be just fine.
I'm Googling this shit right now. My point is like, okay, largest solar storm hits the earth, massive solar flares 2012. Google it. I'm serious. Okay, so it's the effects of the flare compared to other events in the last 150 years. I'm literally Googling it. No, I'm
studying
serious.
It now as we're on the air.
I know, but I'm so, but okay, fine.
Okay, no, listen, I accept what you say. If you've read this and... You know,
I mean,
it must be real.
Right here, like CEO of Emergency Survival Blog says solar flare eruptions raise a cause for a major concern. It forced a major airline to redirect. Oh, several weeks ago, radiation from a solar flare eruption forced a major airline to redirect several of their airplanes routed over the North Pole. So, I mean, it's already happening.
Mm.
So, but I mean, this is like minor stuff. But I mean, the fact that like you had a... redirect your airplane, that's kind of freaking scary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what was, and it was Delta. It says Delta Airlines, just a few weeks ago, radiation, this is February 21st. This is yesterday or, yeah, I guess. Or
a couple
two days
ago.
Okay. Radiation from a solar flare eruption forced Delta Airlines to redirect several airplanes routed over the North Pole. What was the reason why Delta felt it had to take such precautions? God, I can't speak this morning. Airplanes, like other modes of transportation, are loaded with computer-related electrical systems and electronics that are put in place for a variety of reasons, foremost, safety. And basically, these solar flares knock out electrical devices. Mm. So that's why it's... And it says, far too many American citizens are unprepared for a cataclysmic scenario.
Wow.
A sudden nationwide loss in power would disrupt America's communication and distribution infrastructures. Civil unrest would likely ensue if power is not restored shortly afterward. And exactly, like they're talking about, it would take up to a year to restore it.
Yeah.
So, this is actually really scary.
Yeah,
it's a really scary thing.
You know,
and the fact
people
that it
have
is
talked
happening.
About the end of the world for so many centuries, you know.
I understand, and but it's we are coming closer to what they're
so,
saying.
So, I mean, do you think it's real? I mean, are you going to, like, equip yourself with equipment?
I am going to equip myself,
like that,
absolutely.
Yeah?
And
get a gun and all that kind of stuff?
I already have that anyway.
Really? Wow. Why am I not surprised?
You need some ammo. More ammo. Stock it up. And it's also saying that 1 in 7 flares experience an aftershock about 90 minutes after the flare dies down. It springs to life again, producing an extra surge of extreme ultraviolet radiation. And it affects GPS units, radio signals, UV radiation. I mean, it's all satellites. I mean, it's kind of a scary thing.
Mm.
This wouldn't be here. Might knock out, you know, knock out all the satellites.
That's okay.
Anyway. But I mean, it's literally all communication would be gone.
Yeah.
You're kaput. And it's already affecting airlines. Like, literally a couple of weeks ago, it's affecting Delta Airlines.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, it's a concern that you should prepare yourself with.
Okay. Well, I'll worry about it when it happens.
All right, this is on Yahoo News.
Bullet to the head, and you don't have to deal with any of
this. Oh, my God. This is on Yahoo News and on CNN.
Really? Okay, well, I'll have to check it out. I read 2 newspapers a day. I've never seen it. I don't know.
I'm on Yahoo front page right now.
Okay.
It's right next to the Whitney Houston open casket photo. Ew, I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah,
actually, yeah,
I
do.
To see that.
Actually, yeah, I do. I'm clicking on it.
Yeah?
I'm so glad it's done.
Do you like, I mean, do you go to wakes and stuff and watch the body?
I mean, it's a good way to say goodbye.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I wasn't really raised with
chills.
That. You know, I mean, in Judaism, they don't do that, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You just have to bury them within, like, 24 hours or something. And.
Really?
Yeah.
You was there a reason
that.
Why?
There's a lot of reasons. I don't know what it is. Religious reasons, I'm sure.
Just because. Are you the parent that's like, because I said so? And you're like, but why? Why? Because.
I'm not like that. No, my kids always put me on the spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So then I have to explain myself, and that's tough sometimes, you know? It's hard when your kids are smart. You know?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
can't fool them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No,
so, you know, I mean, the thing is, I don't know if I'm going to be concerned with it too much, but, you know, and scientists are not always that that accurate, you know. I mean, look, I wanted to bring this up. You know that Albert Einstein, in his day figured that nothing is faster than the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much been the constant in science. Now, some scientists said that, you know, modern physics, blah, 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 they were able to actually reach a speed that's faster than the speed of light.
Really?
With particles, right? So,
really? I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, I mean, really. So the thing is that everybody's going, how can Einstein have been wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So now they're coming out to say that, oops, you know, we made mistakes and there were some technical difficulties there. So this is not conclusive at all. So for those of you who think there's anything faster than light, well, they haven't proved it yet. This is all bullshit.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Really
huh?
interesting.
Yeah.
I also am interested about, okay, I can't wait till they have teleports.
Yeah. You
no,
think
but,
they will?
Well, they've already done it. They've already done, well, I mean, short distance. I'm talking like with, I think it's just with atoms. They can make an atom go through time.
Mm-hmm.
Like it I don't know how they do it, but it's been proven. So it's like they can make a small atom do it. When, hopefully, eventually they'll be able to make you know bigger particles mm-hmm. and bigger things do it.
I don't know where you get your information, but I need to start reading that literature.
See, when it comes to like science and stuff, like I do.
You're into science?
I'm into that. I'm into like interesting things. Yeah, I'll Google that too if you want me right now. Do we have time?
It's okay. We don't have time, really, for Googling. But but no, I mean, it's very interesting what, you know, what he discovered. And I knew that there's no way they could prove Einstein wrong because, I mean, he really figured it out, you know. And when people come and say, oh, no, there's something faster than that. Well, maybe there is. I don't know. But not as of now. It's all bullshit. So don't believe everything you hear.
Don't believe everything you hear.
Yeah.
You shouldn't anyway.
Yeah. I know.
I mean.
Yeah. So are you making any plans for when we take off next month?
You know, I was thinking about that. I'm trying to book people up until, you know, well, I was trying to figure out if people want to come in. And I'm like, I don't know when we can do the, you know.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to go to Florida.
Yeah, that would be cool for you.
I was talking to my mom, actually, and she said that she will start planning for it. So
really?
I'm actually excited.
How long haven't you seen her for?
Well, I mean, I've been going to Florida a lot recently because they have a house there, and I love it. I'm obsessed with it, and I'm just going to go there for the whole time. She's like, okay, nice. Come on. I got things to do anyway. Let's have fun. So,
good for you. Yeah. Take a little vacation, you know, a little break.
I need it. God, this house is so beautiful. We have our own dock. I'm just going to lay out on the dock and go kayaking and jet skiing every day. And the beach is right there. We have our private beach like right there too. So I'm really excited.
Wow.
It'll be great. Great.
Sounds good to me, man.
Yeah, I'm really stoked. So wait, Kami, you're going on the trip, so?
Next month for my brother's wedding, so I'll be gone for about 10 days
or so. That's going to be so fun. And where is it going to be?
In Israel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were there?
Two, 3 years ago, I think.
Okay.
2 years ago, I think.
Too long, but like.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not crazy about going back there.
Why?
But I don't know. It's just that, you know, how many times can you go back there, you know?
But don't you miss people?
I mean, do have family and friends there, and stuff, and it's nice to see them. But I don't know. I mean, there's just things that really irritate me about it there, and I'd rather not deal with it. You know, like the drivers and people are not that polite, you know.
So, really?
Yeah. It's the Middle East. What the hell, you know? Everybody does their own thing.
But I feel like you grew up there, so like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I did. But you know what? I've lived longer here than I have there, so.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So I feel like, sometimes I feel like an outsider when I go there.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
because
wow.
It's changed so much, you know?
I mean,
my mentality is American mentality, not Israeli.
Yeah.
So,
no, and
so it's hard to fit in.
You know, it's funny because I tried dating, it's hilarious, people from Israel before. I mean, it's hard because they're like, oh, you're not Jewish, blah, 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 you know? So, but sometimes they don't
care. That's if they're looking to get married. I mean, who cares, you know?
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, no, I've been with many non-Jewish women and.
But what's the point of I guess just having fun? I'm like, what's the point of like dating someone if you don't see it going anywhere?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah,
so. I don't know. I just don't see that.
Yeah.
I
don't think it needs to lead anywhere. You know?
No.
I mean, not all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, you can just have fun, you know.
I mean, well, if you're dating, I guess if you're just playing around the field, then okay, then it doesn't matter. But.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, dear, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Keep busy and try to get some rest, too. You know, You know, don't overrun yourself to the ground.
I'm really tired, Camille.
Yeah.
I am.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Yes.
We'll see you on Monday.
Monday with great stories.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.